Castle Vale, Hodge Hill, Erdington, Shard End.
This is 107.5 Switch Radio.
We are here right now with our very special guest, Sam Kiernan, from the charity Kids Need Both Parents, as I announced at the start of the show. And she's brought someone with her as well. So just introduce yourselves, please, guys.
Yeah, hello. I'm Sam. I'm the line manager at KNBP, Kids Need Both Parents.
Hello, I'm Sarah Shepherd, and I'll join KNBP, and I'll be trainee counsellor.
Okay, so welcome back.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
So, yes, we spoke to you around about a year ago now.
Yeah, I think it was, yes.
When you came in with Raj.
Yeah.
And Raj.
Yes. Is that
right? Yeah, the two Rajis.
The two Rajis.
And we was talking about Rice Not Yet in Hall Green. And we also seen you at Shardfest this year, where you was doing a competition where you got me to draw it out on stage.
Yes, yeah, we did a VIP day down at the Villa Ground for a family of four.
It was a bit nerve-wracking, I've got to say. All them eyes on there. I'm sure someone tried to bribe me to pull out their ticket. Or just someone waving 20 quid at me.
Quite possibly, yeah.
So, yeah, have you spoke to, obviously, the winners since then? Did they have a good time?
Yeah, well, they did. But what happened with that one, he was actually a Blues fan. So he had to donate his tickets to some family members that were Villa fans.
Okay.
Which was fine. It all ended up okay in the end.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was all cool. And they had a great day down at the box. It's a nice meal and drinks. And the opportunity to tour the ground as well. So,
okay.
Yeah, it was good.
So we've been speaking off the mic and, yeah, you told me you've been really busy. So just tell us a little bit about what you've been up to since Shardfest.
Okay. Well, if we just sort of rewind slightly, being established in 2012, and at that point we were just a website that offered sort of advice really to fathers at that point. And that was because of our CEO who had gone through family breakdown himself and spent 4 years battling with the courts really to get access to his children. That after 4 years ended up being quite successful, and he does have contact with his children now, but for him at that point he decided that he wanted to sort of offer something to dads really in regards to just the battle that they endure when entering into the court arena, which is why the website was set up. I came on board in 2014 because he wanted to extend the service really to a more sort of face-to-face approach. So from then, sort of up until now really, and continuing into next year and hopefully the year after, my role is to sort of target areas that we feel would need the support.
Okay.
Of our services. So it's families really that have gone or going through separation or have suffered loss. But our sort of key thing in regards to our name and why it does come up quite often, and people do ask us lots of questions around it, and we want to sort of, you know, educate people really and to sort of take a step back from what they see in regards to the title, as in Kids Need Both Parents, and sort of break it down. And I guess the key word there for us is parents.
Yeah.
And we believe that as long as a child is offered a stable, positive, consistent home life, the word parent really can come from sort of anybody. So we can look at grandparents, foster parents, adoptive parents, aunts and uncles, anybody that, you know, is there for that child to take on that role as a parent really, which is why we try and work holistically with families. You know, we tailor our work, our mediation packages, our therapy work with children, we tailor that to fit the needs of the individual and of the family members, because, you know, separation and loss, it ripples through the whole of the family. It's not just the child that's affected, it's not just the parents, the immediate parents, everybody across the board is affected by it. So the word parent for us really kind of incorporates everybody in regards to that family unit that is there to support and give that child
stabilising influence.
Absolutely,
in whatever
form
it takes, basically.
Yeah, yeah. You know, so the biological side of it, you know, while anybody can offer that, we do believe that it's that consistent care that's positive in that child's life that represents the role of a parent. Last year we piloted a lot of work in King's Standing, and what we've decided to do this year is to target another area. So we're going to be targeting Erdington borough and doing the same kind of approach, really, offering our services to social workers and schools, and an opportunity for parents to self-refer. The work that we deliver at the moment in King Standing is play therapy and talking therapy to children, and mediation to parents. The aim of our work is to encourage shared parenting, but most of all to encourage and empower parents to communicate more effectively and positively during difficult times of separation. And we do a lot of work as well with children that have suffered loss, so we offer bereavement packages there. So we are really busy because schools have only not long gone back, so we are looking at trying to make links with lots of schools in Erdington, and social workers and so on and so forth. Alongside that, we've also got competitions that we're running. We're doing several competitions and offering VIP days out down at Aston Villa Football Club and Birmingham City Football Club, very similar to what we just talked about, really, the competition that we ran over at Shardfest, which gives an opportunity of a family of four to come down to the box, enjoy an afternoon with us, with meals, a meal and a drink, and the possibility of the tour of the ground. So we've got several competitions running there, and I do believe we're going to run one with you guys as well.
I'll be revealing that towards the end of the show.
Fabulous.
Keep them listening to the end. Of course, I just hear the competition and tune out.
Yeah. That one's going to be with Blues v Ipswich. But also as well, in regards to events, because we're always doing lots of events and trying to sort of get our name out there and get ourselves established and brand awareness. We also sponsor a Sunday League team, which is over at Sheldon Heath Social Club. And we've got all the guys are kitted out in KMBP football kits, which are really, really cool. I'll send you a picture over, actually, because the guys look really good.
Cool.
And we're
making on the Facebook page.
Yeah. Fab.
on the website even.
Yeah.
Cool. Both. Why not?
Why not? Throw it out.
Brand
there.
Awareness, like you
Brand
said.
Brand awareness. Yeah.
Get it out there.
So what we're doing and what we're working with the committee there at the Social Club, and we've agreed they've got a fireworks display on the 5th of November, which falls on a Saturday, which is cool. And we've offered to do a race night there. We've done a couple of race nights in the past, which have been really successful and just good fun. So we raise a little bit of money there, and again, brand awareness. So we're going to be running the race night at Sheldon Heath Football Club, Social Club, through the football team there. And we're also going to be running a Christmas party for the children of the families and the football team and anybody else really that wants to come along. We're going to be looking at sort of just selling entry tickets from sort of like around about £2.
Okay.
And again, raising funds and awareness and brand awareness for KMBP. We're going to put on like a Christmas panto, hopefully do sort of UV light pantomime there.
Oh, cool.
Along with possibly either an auction or a raffle. That's going to be on the 4th of December, which is a Sunday, between 2 and 6 p.m. over at Sheldon Heath. And I can give you some more details about that as well.
Definitely, obviously, close to the time, we can let the listeners know what's going on, just so it stays fresh in the mind and stuff.
Yeah, cool, brilliant. So we're really, really busy, and I think because we've sort of got so many sort of strands to what we're looking at, really, looking at sort of statutory agencies and then looking at all the corporate stuff that we're doing with Aston Villa and Birmingham City. But one of the things that I just wanted to sort of highlight, really, in regards to Kids Need Both Parents, is we've had lots of sort of comments, really, in regards to title of the charity. You know, some really positive, and then others, you know, quite defensive in regards to, you know, the name. And while that's understandable, everybody's got their own sort of journey that they've been on and experiences in regards to relationships and things. And I guess I just wanted to sort of highlight sort of where we come from as a charity and why we are what we are, really.
Now, obviously, you told us a little bit about the origin of the company, about Rob's own story. So it's, you know, pretty much a labour of love. Absolutely. From himself and from all the people that work there. Mm-hmm. Obviously really caring about these families and yeah. wanting to make a difference. You've so far, you started off in King Standing and yeah. spread into the Erdington area.
Yeah.
Plans for the future, do you want to take it more citywide or even nationwide?
Yeah, city is, it sounds good. Nation, it sounds scary.
Oh, sorry, I'm putting work on your plate here.
Oh, you are, aren't you? Yeah, I mean, the plan...
Don't look so scared.
I know, yeah. Erdington is obviously our next target area, and then from there, then we're moving into Kings Norton.
Okay.
So that's our next.
So you've got a plan of
we do
taking over the map strategically.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we are definitely. So there is definitely a plan. You know, and it would be great to come back to you guys in, you know, 2 years' time and actually say, do you know what, we've targeted half of Birmingham or all of Birmingham. You know, to be able to kind of say that we've reached many families across the city. Would be fantastic really for us as a charity, and certainly as to where we are at this stage, because we are still quite small, we're still trying to establish ourselves and get our name out there. So yeah, you know, for us in 2 years' time to be saying that we've targeted, you know, all of Birmingham would be fantastic really.
Okay, and you said obviously Kings Norton's mm-hmm. the next sort of target area that you want to spread into.
Yeah.
Before you sort of go on to an area like that and start working with the community there, what sort of research do you do? Do you look at like government figures around parenting and divorce and things like that? And how does that happen?
Yeah, we do. We gather our sort of evidence really. So exactly what you've just said really. We look at the level of deprivation in areas as well and the areas of disadvantaged families, that's one of our key areas that we look at first. Then we look at sort of statistics around family breakdown, separation, and then looking at sort of levels of crime and antisocial behaviour as well.
Yeah.
So that's one of the big sort of key things that we do initially in regards to an area. With that information then we target the local children's centres, which are kind of the hubs now within sort of districts of Birmingham, and what we do is make links with those hubs, because they run something called early help panels. So what we do, which is what we did in King Standing last year, is make links with the staff members within those hubs that deliver the early help panels, and they are people such as family support workers, social workers, it would be the manager of that hub that would possibly, you know, deliver that panel along with other members of staff. And head teachers as well from schools also link up and go to these early help panels. So that gives us a great opportunity then to go along, present our service to that panel as we've just done with yourself, inform them of what we offer, why we offer it, and then from there then we receive referrals from those various agencies. So it's the same kind of process that we've used in King Standing, because it's worked and it, you know, it's been successful. That's the plan.
It's not broke, don't fix it.
Absolutely, yeah, and that's the plan with Erdington and Kings Norton Hub as well, to do exactly the same.
So we've got more great stuff to come from them. We're going to play a couple of tunes, get a quick break in first. We'll be back with Sam from Kids Need Both Parents right after this. Keep it switch.
Radio from North East Birmingham. This is 107.5 Switch Radio.
The antisocial behaviour you mentioned earlier, that's, do you find that to be an indicator of stuff going on at home?
Yeah, we do, and maybe just a little bit of something else, actually. What we've got in the pipeline, we've got a drama therapist who is at the moment putting together a drama package for secondary schools, and we're going to be looking at the areas, the topics that we're going to be exploring is things like sexual health, drugs, alcohol, positive relationships, equal relationships, gang-related issues, which falls under antisocial behaviour. And we're hoping to sort of, again, another job for Sarah is to try and raise some money so that we can deliver that project in some of the secondary schools. We've already spoken to Perry Beaches in regards to piloting that sometime next year. So, yeah, that's quite an exciting project that we're hoping to get off the ground and get some funding for. But yeah, very much so. You know, what we find is that if antisocial behaviour is obviously the product and the triggers and the behaviours to what possibly may be going on at home, and especially with family breakdown, you know, if there's not that consistent stability and support for that child, they will naturally try and seek it elsewhere, which will take them into, you know, either gang-related issues or antisocial behaviours.
The types of families you work with, I mean, you talk about separation issues and stuff like that. Do you sort of work with, say, I don't know, say a younger couple who have, you know, accidental pregnancies, which happen quite a lot, and then you get the sort of arguments over the child when it comes. Do you work with people like that as well, or is it separated families and stuff?
We do. We work with we work with anybody. If there, you know, we get a lot of families that do self-refer, and we get a lot of referrals from social services in regards to mediation, and it's across the board. It's every age, it's every ethnicity. We tailor the work. We've got cases where we work with teenage children and their parents because there's conflict there in regards to family breakdown or family issues. We work with grandparents and parents, and we work with you know, both parties, as in mum and dad. So we are really, really flexible, and you know, while we keep the focus of the work about the child, because ultimately the child tends to be the hidden victim when separation takes place. So, you know, while we keep that at the forefront of our minds to ensure that the work that we deliver and the outcome of that work is for the benefit of the child ultimately at the end of the package.
That's the most important thing, obviously.
Yeah, definitely. And even for young, you know, young mothers, young parents that sadly sometimes do separate before even, you know, giving the relationship a chance, or maybe one party doesn't want to be involved with the child. We do offer that support as well, and we will seek the other non-resident parents just to get their wishes and feelings and see if there's any way of working with both parties, even if it's just to put contact arrangements in place for that child. So it's across the board, and it's tailored, which is the key thing really, because every case is different, every family is different.
Obviously, nothing could be universal.
No, and while the key sort of issues are around separation, what comes with that is something very different. And certainly if we work with a lot of families that have, you know, different ethnic backgrounds, and it's taking, you know, all of that into account really in regards to different cultural beliefs and religious beliefs as well. So it is very tailored, but we do try and come to some kind of compromise where both parties are happy with sort of, you know, contact arrangements, maintenance issues, and obviously ultimately what works best for the child or children.
Okay, so we want to go into more detail about these events that we've come to talk about. So, just, you know, get us started. When's your next event, and what can the guys expect if they come on down?
Okay, well, the next event is the Bonfire Night, which is 5th of November over at Sheldon Heath. Obviously, there's going to be the race nights. There's an opportunity to come and win some great prizes. We've got signed blue shirts and Villa shirts.
Villa shirts. Try and get nobody wants those blue shirts.
We're not the blue stuff. No. Try and get a couple of signed footballs as well from the teams. So that will be the auction as well, and that will be part of the race night. And then there's an opportunity just to come and have a bit of fun. You know, there'll be some music on, fireworks display as well down at Sheldon Heath. And just to participate in the race night, which is great fun. You know, it's like a pound a bet, and you know, it is what it says really. Just bet on the horses and see if you can win. So that's a really good night. It's a family affair. Everybody's welcome. You know, it's not just about who's part of the football team or, you know, the social club. It's obviously a community thing.
Open to everyone.
So it's
basically
open to everybody. Yeah, absolutely.
Sorry, you're saying about the race nights.
Yeah.
What races, do you actually go by actual races, or do you do like virtual?
We do a virtual. We've got
sure how it works.
The first one that we did, we hired a guy to come and do it, and then from then on Rob, being Rob, decided just to let's do it ourselves. So we got all the equipment, and it's just simply you just set it up on a screen. Yeah, it's a virtual thing, so it's all set up on the screen. Yeah. And we've done two race nights that have been really successful at the Fox and Goose in Ward End. And obviously this year that we're going to deliver this at the Sheldon Heath Social Club for the bonfire night. It's just a good, it's a good evening now, and it's great for the kids as well. So,
and as you said, you sponsoring the football team at Sheldon Heath as well.
We are. We sponsor the Sunday football team there as well. And we've got obviously links with how they progress, and each week with their football matches.
Okay.
And they've got a great football kit that they wear, and obviously that's brand awareness for us as well.
What colours do they wear?
It's white. It's all white. It's fab.
As long as it's not blue and white.
No. It's very much like Sarah's top here, which is white, and then we've got our logo on the front and the logo on the back. I can't imagine it staying white for very long.
Especially with the winter coming, unfortunately. Winter. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but it's a really nice kit. Really nice. Okay. So again, brand awareness on that one. So, and then the other event, this. Sort of part of the year is the Christmas party that we're holding, which is Sunday the 4th of December, 2 till 6, and again a panto is going to be put on there for the children, and a Santa, and possibly a raffle as well for that one.
Lovely. My son will be 6 months by then. I can bring him down. He can cry at Santa.
He can cry.
They always do it that age, don't they? Just scream at the beard.
Absolutely. I guess it is quite scary, really, isn't it? An old man with a
I love watching him cry, though. I'm a cruel dad. I do. I just love the face when they cry. And it goes, and then...
How old is he now?
3 months.
Oh, bless.
He'll be 3 months. Yeah, he'll be about 6 by then, won't he? 6 months.
There's a lot happening this side of... obviously the run-up to the end of the year, really. And then big plans for sort of looking at... targeting other areas next year, and one of our biggies as well, which is ongoing constantly, is raising money, really. And obviously we raise little bits of money in regards to some of the events that we put on, but part of Sarah's role as well in the coming months is to apply for funding so that we can then deliver further packages in schools. So that's a big part of what we're on at the moment, which is key to sort of keeping staff and delivering and expanding, really, into other parts of Birmingham.
Okay, so thank you very much for joining us. And as always, you're welcome to come back, when you said you've got things on the horizon, like the drama stuff and going into the new year. Just stay in touch and just let us know and come back and tell us about it.
Thank you. We will.
Pleased to have you anytime.
Thanks, John.
And we'll tell everyone about our competition later. I'm going to keep that under my hat for now.
Okay.
But before you go, seeing as she hasn't spoken, I'm going to get the lovely Sarah to introduce the next song. So if you just come around here to see the screen. I'm sorry, but I'll do it to everyone. You've got to speak at least once. If you just want to introduce that song right there.
So next up we have Valerie from Mark Ronson and Amy Winehouse.
There you go, folks. Keep it Switch.
Listen and interact online at switchradio.co.uk.